Now we'll turn to some of this week's letters to the Evening News. A mixed postbag once again. Last week you heard quite a lot about St Valentine's Day, as we recorded on the 14th of February. Sue Moore of Wroxham dislikes the artificiality of the event, and she says, "It's hard to love Valentine's Day." I rarely agree with Rachel Moore's opinions article, but her rant on Valentine's Day is spot on. It's a forced consumer-led calendar date, about as far from romance as you can get. A friend of mine today received a Valentine's card from her daughter, made at school, where all the pupils had to make a Happy Valentine's Day card for a family member. The brainwashing starts early. Expect Valentine's cards in the shops for granny, uncle, sister, etc. next year.
Next, the tiny increase of 25 pence per week in pensions for the coming year got short shrift from one correspondent earlier in the week. Ron Fuller of Beccles suggests ways to spend it, with his tongue firmly in his cheek, we believe. With reference to the letter of the February the 18th from pensioner Mrs. June Clark, complaining of a very paltry increase of 25 pence per week pension, I would like to make the following suggestion. Save this amount for 4 weeks and visit a well-known store which sells everything for £1. Then you can have a riotous time going round the store, deciding which item for £1 to buy with your hard-earned pension increase.
Michael Redshaw of Asperson has no time for pandering to youngsters who stay in bed late as he hears of suggestions to delay the start of the school day. Early to bed, early to rise and get learning. It has been mooted to change the school day hours to suit the I wanna, like, totally, stay in bed generation. Words fail me. Let's not waste any time at all debating this non-issue. The message is clear. Get to bed at a sensible hour, switch off gadgets, and then you'll be able to get up refreshed, have a wash, comb your hair, walk the dog, make your mum and dad a brew of tea, put the toast on, brush your school uniform, clean your shoes, pack your bag, and set off in good time to arrive, ready for learning at 9 a.m. sharp. And count yourselves lucky for the rest of the day.
Finally, David O'Brien of Spixworth complains about the sighting of a motorcycle park close to City Hall. If Norwich City Council is serious about reducing the air pollution in the city centre, isn't it time that they relocated the motorcycle parking, which is currently at the top of the market, over to Theatre Street car park, parking which is less than 100 yards from their current space? There would be very little cost or disruption to the council or the motorcyclists, and this would free up a much-needed space for the people who live, work and visit Norwich City Centre to be able to sit, relax and enjoy the city centre and the vibrant market without having to endure the pollution and noise from motorbikes.